guys. Here's your podcast for Friday, August 10th, 2018. Today, my ex, Tommy Lee, he's coming to town. We'll see how that went. Salt left his wife and baby at Costco. Why, you ask? Well, you'll find out. And of course, our favorite part of the week, DJ Dan's weekly wrap-up. Bum, 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 bam! Enjoy!
Kennedy, I was just looking back at like all of the stuff that we had on the show this week before we get to the weekly wrap-up with Dan. So we have you auditioning to sing the national anthem for the Bruins this coming season, right? You're like, you're one of the few people that's been selected to do this. Annie does her duet with fake Bruno Mars from Canopy Lake Park.
Imposter.
Check you.
We have Salt, who has moved into a new house to find out it, like his property is completely infested with snakes.
Snake eggs.
Right. Okay. And then some random woman gives me her baby on the trip back from Jamaica. Here it is, Dan's weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
He's his own air horn.
Ladies and gentlemen, it feels so good to be back. It is producer Dan, a.k.a. Thugs Bunny, a.k.a. Lil Stegosaurus, a.k.a. your mom's matched with me on Tinder, a.k.a. the voice of the streets, Kennedy. DJ, drop that wrap up. Time for the weekly wrap up. Let's begin it. I'm about to cover a week in 2 minutes. No limits on the things I can talk about. Carson came back from Jamaica. He might have cottonmouth. Get that man a water and a high five. He became a father on the plane ride. But he ain't hit that mile high venue. A lady said, hold my baby. I got other things to tend to. Helping out a stranger, I can dig that. Strange thing is, she ain't even want her kid back. Held that baby way more than he had a right to. People on the plane like, she looks just like you. Strange flight, but hey, it could be worse. At least there wasn't any Amber Alerts. Let's cover Randy Dye was the beat knock. Started from the bottom, now she's swinging from the treetops. And when she thought she couldn't get higher, she and Bruno Mars set the studio on fire. I ain't no liar, so let me just be certain. Bruno, he was the discount version. He was still swerving, crushing that finesse joint. And his backup dancers, they were on point. But Annie had that thing on lock, Cardi B. There's a new contender for your spot, and flow is hot. Plus, I got the wordplay. Salt nonchalantly strolled in on a Thursday. The North Shore, he disavowed like, hey guys, I live in Marshfield now. Got a warning gift at his new house. Few days in, he already wants to move out. Now, they're probably not venomous, but 15 snake eggs are on his premises. Hopefully, Mama Snake ain't quick to meet him. Where's Sam L. Jackson when you need him? I saved the best for last, but hey, you made it. Kennedy auditioned for the Bruins and she slayed it. I'm elated, girl. Your anthem's too nice. In no time, you'll be singing on center ice. And as you and the Bruins get acquainted, I'll be in the stands, no shirt on, with my face painted.
Yes!
So close to that Spoke V crest. Out of 600, there's like 50 people left. The whole show and listeners are on your team. I'm only gonna say this once. Yes, queen! There's only so much that I can fit into a song. So log on to CarsonandKennedy.com.
Wow.
And I'm out.
Wow.
Yes, Daniel!
With a plug! With a website plug! That's awesome!
Move to Marshfield. Hi guys, I'm Salt. I live in Marshfield now.
Okay, Charlestown, let's bring it back a notch.
Yeah, right.
All right, champ. I'm not at the Vineyard Vine Outlet.
I love his impersonation of Salt. Hi guys. That was spectacular. The weekly wrap
thank
up
you,
with DJ
you.
Dan.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Earlier this week, Justin Bieber and his fiance, Hailey Baldwin, were spotted in public, like sobbing upon each other. There was a lot of words as to what was really happening. Were they breaking up? Some people said that she had miscarried. Like,
oh boy.
Just
oof.
Ridiculous. So TMZ found Justin, and this is what he had to say.
This.
What is that? Timothy Keller?
You got good days and you got bad days.
Yeah.
It's not real if it doesn't have any bad days.
The this he's speaking of was a book called The Meaning of Marriage, Facing the Complexities of Commitment with the Wisdom of God. The book, who was written by Pastor Timothy Keller, shows readers the vision of what marriage should be according to the Bible.
Was he crying because she's making him read a book?
I think perhaps they came across a passage that spoke to them and they were just, you know, so in love that it overtook them.
Oh, boy.
Demi Lovato has officially canceled the remaining dates of her Tell Me You Love Me tour after checking into rehab. She was scheduled to perform in Mexico in September and South America in November. We wish Demi Lovato the best now and in the future, and we hope to see her soon in South America. That was sent out from Live Nation. It is also being said, according to OK Magazine, which is a bastion of truth, that Ellen DeGeneres has invited Demi to stay at her home while she recovers.
That's interesting.
Is she a sober companion?
The sources say it's no exaggeration to say that Ellen adores Demi, and it breaks her heart to see her this way. Ellen told Demi that their beach house in Santa Barbara, California is hers whenever she wants it. It's close to nature and the perfect place to escape the pressures of Hollywood.
Huh.
And here's an interesting subject. Then I'm about to talk about Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, okay.
Kevin McAllister?
Is he dead?
That's interesting all by itself. No, gosh, no. Okay. However, he was asked to have been a part of the Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Yeah. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and this is what he had to say.
Well, they pursued me for Big Bang Theory. And I said, like, no. I said, like, no. Because it was kind of like the way the pitch was kind of just like, all right, these two, like, astrophysicist nerds. And then a pretty girl lives with them. Yoinks! Like, you know, and like, and I said, like, yeah, no, I said, I'm cool, like, thanks.
Yeah.
And then they came back at me again, and I said, no, like, I'm, like, again, flattered, but no. And then, like, then they came back at me again, and then, like, even my manager was, like, twisting my arm. Listen, I'd have hundreds of millions of dollars right now, if I did that gig. At the same time, I'd be bashing my head against the wall.
So that,
I don't know that that show would have been what it is with him. I don't know if he'd have been able to pull that off.
Yeah, huh? I don't
what?
Know.
I think he would have been able to pull it
off. I don't know.
He's a fantastic actor.
No, I don't doubt he's a fantastic actor.
I find that his range is very limited. Like, I can't see him in an action role. He's not like
The
Rock.
Well, The Big Bang Theory is not an action show, so all he has to do is sit on a couch and eat Chinese food every night. But in any event,
I think I would get annoyed at him more than the other actors.
All right, guys.
Like, was it for the lead of the show?
It was one of the, like, I would
one
imagine
of the three
it was
leads or whatever.
He was actually going to be the pretty girl.
So that I could get behind. Yeah.
He could be.
I want you to call into the studio and tell me how your husband left you somewhere with your baby. It is 617-931-1234.
Like, on purpose? Like,
and I want to know what reason he left you somewhere with your baby. Just flat out left you alone with your kid for hours because there was something he had to do. 617-931-1234. Salt, what happened to you?
Well, you know, we're moving into the new house. And so last week when I was off, or the week before, I can't remember.
This is what happens when you have a six-week-old at home.
Exactly. Well, at this time, she was only a four-week-old because this was a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So we go to Costco. You know, we're getting all the stuff. We're stocking up on everything. And the wife and I and the baby are there. We're doing a big excursion, a big day out.
Big jars of pickles and mayonnaise.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're there, and we roll around. And then I turn the corner, and I see a 65-inch television.
No.
Dum, dum, dum.
And the television, it was the last one. And you know how they have the deals, and it was like a $900 television. And they're like, hey, last one. It comes with a warranty, $450. So I'm like,
wow, okay.
Babe, we got to get this. I'm like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to walk around the store. We're going to get the rest of our stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll figure it out. You know? And she's like, yeah, well, that's a good deal. We gotta get that. And we'll see if it's here when we come back, and then we'll know it was meant
to be.
Exactly.
So we'll walk around the store for a half hour and try some of the samples, and if we come back and it's still there, then we know we were meant to buy it.
The universe wants you to have it.
And let me tell you, a weekday afternoon at Costco is the best time to go get samples. Me and the blue hairs were hanging out there, it was amazing.
That. No lines.
That is hysterical.
Okay, so we get to the end. We go there, and we're like, oh, my God, the TV's still here. I talked to the guy.
It was meant to be, guys.
Yeah. So I look at my wife, and I'm like, Sarah, should we get it? And she goes, yeah, we should absolutely get it. She goes, how are we going to get it home? We have a small car. We don't have, like, the only thing that could fit in the car is the 65-inch TV and then the other garbage that we got at Costco. So that means that we have.
So you bought a trailer?
No. So I look at Sarah, and Sarah said, she goes, all right, I guess the baby and I'll just stay here. You go bring it home, and then you come back and pick us up at Costco.
How far between Costco and where you live? Which Costco?
So we were in the Costco in Avon down there by the IKEA. So we're there in Avon, but then we live over in Marshfield, and there's not really an easy way, way to get there. So it takes me about 45 minutes one way.
My God.
You left her there for an hour and a half?
Yeah. So
and
so I got to say to this.
So many Costco hot dogs.
There was a guy, Robert. Robert was the guy who helped me there, and he was so nice. And I said,
is he babysitting your kid?
No, I asked my, like, my wife doesn't even know I did this. I said, would you just look after my wife? You know, she's going to be wandering around here. It's a four-week-old baby. They're going to be sitting in the food court. You know.
Well, at least there are nice areas in which to sit. Like, can you get on one of those recliners that vibrates?
Oh, no. Well, Sarah was walking around and she was talking to everybody. And
oh, my God.
But she said after about an hour, and people started to, like, kind of question, they're like, what's this lady doing here with
homeless?
A four-week-old baby?
Do you need a place to stay, honey?
Do you have a membership card? How did
let
you
me get
in?
let me grab Marie real quick. Marie, good morning. So where did your husband leave you?
Well, we were actually living in Dublin in Ireland at the time, and I had a three-month-old baby, and things were, we were really struggling, and he decided to come back to America early. So I got stranded in Ireland for a whole month.
See, Costco's not so bad.
You're not a bad dad, Salt.
It was a 65-inch TV. We have it now. It's amazing. We can watch so many children's programs
CP
on
CP will thank you.
CP will absolutely
would
thank
you like
me.
My ex to put it on the wall for you?
No. Are you guys, Marie, are you still married?
Yeah, just about, yeah. Except I followed him over here. It took me a while, but I got here.
You tracked him down is what you did.
All right,
way to go, Marie.
Thanks for calling in, Marie. I appreciate that. I mean, your poor wife just had a baby 4 weeks ago.
It was her idea.
I understand that, but you should have, maybe you should, I don't
know. It's a 65-inch TV.
You leave it there, you pay for it, and you take her home, and then you come.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. I asked Robert at Costco. You can't do it. You have to take it with you.
Robert, you're killing Salt. What are you doing? You can't make him leave his wife and baby at
the
store.
The baby's fine. She's fine. They got ice cream. We're good. They had hot dogs. We're awesome.
She got a job, from what I understand.
Yeah.
She's working in the produce department.
They thought she was a sample lady.
Right.
She was giving out dumplings.
Big show happening at Fenway Park over the weekend. Journey and Def Leppard. And Kennedy is here for it. Not only is Kennedy here for it, but her ex is coming to town and they are going to the concert together.
Yes.
It's a love story. I cannot hear Kennedy.
There,
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you, Kennedy. So it's Tommy Lee.
Yep.
And you had bought these tickets back when you were together.
Yep. We bought them, you know, the day the American Express on sale happened.
Sure. And how long have you guys been broken up now?
I don't know, a minute. I mean, he moved to Phoenix on Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
So the over under is 3 on how many times I think you guys are going to hook up while he's in town.
Okay, great.
I don't think we're going to get an accurate count of that. When come back. I'm just saying.
So, well, you know, we've been talking. His brother and sister-in-law are coming in too. They're coming from Seattle, and and I love them. And so, you know, I just planned like a whole weekend. They're here till Wednesday, and you know, I just planned a whole bunch of stuff because that's what I do. I'm a planner. But I felt like we needed to have a conversation before he got here, so things wouldn't be weird.
Yeah.
You know. Like, what will our expectations be so that nobody's feelings get hurt and all of this sort of a thing?
Now, did you have a conversation with Bender before? You did?
Mm-hmm.
And you said to Bender, hey, my ex is coming to town, so, go away for the weekend?
That's our arrangement. It is what it is.
Okay.
So, you know, I was like, do you want to, here's my thoughts. What do you think? And he was like, that sounds great. And then I was like, okay. So
is anyone staying with you?
No. I got them hotel rooms. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Smart.
My house isn't big enough for anyone to stay in.
I was just
one day be under each other's feet.
I wasn't sure if Tommy Lee was going to stay with you and then his brother and sister-in-law were going to stay at the hotel.
I had put that out there a while ago, but the more I think about it, it's just a terrible idea.
Well, yeah.
Stay in your room. Stay wherever. He said to me a couple of weeks ago, though, he goes, why don't you have... When we had this discussion, he goes, why don't you have somebody watch Elvis and come and stay in the hotel a couple nights? And I'm like, so I might have already done that.
Meanwhile, she asked me 2 months ago.
I did. I asked Annie 2 months ago to watch Elvis.
Oh, my.
So last night we're texting and I was like, you know, it's like Christmas Eve. I can't wait to see you. And then he came in hot with the text messages.
Yes.
I cannot repeat them to any of you.
Wow. Oh,
really?
Yes.
Were there photographs?
No.
No pics?
No.
Okay.
So, right. So in this situation, do you want advice or do you just want to be happy about it?
Go ahead. Well, no, I'm Here's what I'll say. I'm not worried about my heart or my emotions. I feel like I'm in a very good place.
Oh, it's go on. It's not so and not to bring this up, but you had another ex that you tried this with, remember?
Yes.
Not
here's the difference. One is a grown up, one is a child.
Well, okay. They're all working with the same thing, and by working with it, you know, they're just not thinking, and then
I'm with you, but I mean he lives in three different time zones.
I'm not
away.
Saying that
it's
he's gonna
like,
get emotionally involved
it's not
or anything
like, you
like that.
You can still hang out with me or whatever.
But you know sometimes guys in situations like this they get a little possessive or something like that.
I feel
that,
pretty good about it. I knew walking into the other one that it wasn't gonna be good.
But also people I just real quick so I wanna remind people like when Kennedy and Tommy Lee broke up, he did it via email.
Three times.
Three times he would say, he just sent an email and said, you know what, this isn't working. Oh, no, wait, I changed my mind. It's okay. We're good. We're back to the. Oh,
bad.
Wait, here's another email.
It
we're breaking
bad.
Up again. Is he going to email you in the middle of like the concert and say, you know what, this isn't working for me
no
tonight?
Chance.
I feel like you're going to check your inbox on Sunday night and it's
right.
It's going to be full.
No, it would be Wednesday. That's when they leave. But
No. That's what I'm saying.
It'll be
Sunday night.
We'll attach to one like, another, and he'll be like, I met someone.
You're going to get an eviction notice
it's
from the hotel.
The topic of the email is going to be separate ways.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. She's got the Hollywood hookup 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So ever since Weezer redid the Toto song Africa, we've all come to love it. Although it's a little divisive. People either love it or really hate it. It's like mayonnaise or tomatoes. So
avocado.
Everybody loves
cilantro.
Avocados.
Beyonce.
There you go. Cilantro's a good no. You think Beyonce?
She's so divisive.
All right.
I love mayonnaise on my tomatoes.
Same, dude. Same.
So good.
So Weezer is on tour right now, and they brought up Weird Al Yankovic to play the middle part, that keyboard part, on his electric accordion.
He's the mayonnaise to their tomato.
Damn straight.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Weird Al Yankovic!
He had bought a ticket. He was here tonight.
We just found out.
Yeah.
Some talented accordion playing. I'm just saying.
I think all accordion playing is talented. That's a very hard instrument to do.
Two hands doing different things.
I thought it was the keyboard thingy.
Guitar?
Like a Ross Geller thing?
No, it's an accordion.
It was an accordion, yeah.
Yeah.
So there it is.
I love that dude. I love Weird Al.
Lindsay Lohan is speaking out, and I wish she hadn't, because I feel like she's come so far. Like, she looks healthy. She looks great. She was going to be doing this new TV show, and I have a feeling this is going to end all of that. She said she was interviewed, and she said, everyone, speaking of the Me Too movement, everyone goes through their own experiences in their own ways. If it happens at that moment, you discuss it at that moment. You make it a real thing by making it a police report. I think I'm really going to hate myself for saying this, but I think women speaking against all these things, it makes them look weak when they are very strong. You have these girls who come out who don't even know who they are, who do it for the attention. That is taking away from the fact that it happened. She said, I can't speak on something I don't live, right? Look, I'm very supportive of women. She just kind of talks herself into a big circle.
Yeah, it seemed like the interview was just kind of like letting her dig a hole.
Yeah, it's like a weird place to be.
To suggest that, you know, she's saying that if it happens, you talk about it at that moment. Yeah. But the problem with this entire movement is that women at that time, when she was too young to know about it,
couldn't.
You were going to lose your job if you didn't go along. You weren't
like, if you were
going to
call
this business again if you didn't go along.
Yeah, if you wanted to call out women that she felt were trying to latch onto it, like, do that. But don't try and lump them in together with people who actually went to it and are trying to finally work through it and speak out about it.
That's her ideal is a perfect world scenario you know, but that's not the world
but
we
live
in.
But she never lived in the same world any of us.
Yeah,
that she's been
exactly.
Star since she
very
was
true.
A kid.
Very true.
She's canceled. Sorry. Move on.
There you go.
No show.
You've canceled Lindsay Lohan?
Canceled. I'm over her.
Okay.
Casey Affleck has a new movie coming out this fall, The Old Man and the Gun, and he is finally speaking up publicly about bowing out of presenting the Best Actress Oscar and past harassment allegations against him amid the Me Too and Time's Up movement. He did an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, and here is what he said.
I was one of the producers on the set. It was an unprofessional environment. I contributed to that unprofessional environment. I tolerated that kind of behavior from other people, and I wish that I hadn't. I regret a lot of that. I really did not know what I was responsible for as kind of the boss. I don't know if I even thought of myself as the boss, but I behaved in a way and I allowed others to behave in a way that was really unprofessional, and I'm sorry.
Holy smokes. A celebrity apologizes and it's authentic and real. I can't believe it.
It only took 8 years.
Right.
That's the only thing takes away from it. You got to confront that on. Canceled.
You can't cancel that because if you say that, then anybody else who's going to come out now with an apology, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, it's
but
too little, too late.
But he said he didn't do it for 8 years. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't
do that. Well, no, he didn't not say
yeah,
anything.
He just didn't say anything. Yeah.
You know?
I don't remember him saying he didn't do it.
I don't know. I mean, I want people to come out and apologize if they did it.
Of course.
I don't want that to stop them from doing it just because it's a statute of limitations or anything like that.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Andrew is from Walpole and could be the most interesting person that you're going to hear about today. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So Andrew is the former mascot for BC. You were the eagle?
Yes, sir.
Baldwin the eagle.
Oh, my God.
Well, it wasn't called, we weren't called Baldwin back then.
Oh, I just looked it up. That's what I saw. Sorry. 89, 90,
and 91, I was the eagle.
How was it to not talk to people when you're in that costume? Because I would want to yell at people all the time.
No, it was pretty easy. I did other things to get my point across. I was actually allowed to speak. I was on the Today Show.
Oh, really?
What?
Did you use? Was this? Did you pick up girls as the eagle? Was that what you were trying to do?
I'm with my kids in the car. No comment.
Carson, it's college.
Andrew, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five hey, baby, you want to go over to Pino's and get some pizza?
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy stepped down to the studio. She's over in the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Again, if you tie her, that is a loss for you. Okay, here we go. Question number one. During a concert this week in Los Angeles, Weird Al Yankovic joined Weezer on stage for a performance of Africa. What is Weird Al's instrument of choice?
Harmonica.
Question number two. HGTV outbid Lance Bass for the Brady Bunch home. Lance submitted a bid of around $3 million. HGTV outbid him, but won't say how much they paid for the legendary California home. True or false, the Brady Bunch family lived in California. True or false?
False.
Okay, let's see. Question number three. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani apparently have no time to get married. Gwen's doing a Vegas residency, Blake's constant touring and working on The Voice. How many marriages do they have between them, though?
Two.
All right, question number four. Kelly Clarkson has allegedly purchased an attack dog because her home was recently burglarized. Sources say her dog costs about $80,000 and she's looking at buying two more to fully protect her family. What type of dog, in a completely unrelated question, is Snoopy?
Beagle.
Attack.
Scary.
Attack dog.
All right. And question number five. Denise Richards tells People magazine that she is joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She says, I'm looking forward to spending time with all the ladies and hopefully meeting Boy George. Was Denise Charlie Sheen's first, second, or third wife?
Third wife.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I was a mascot and I never got to go on today's show. What's up with that?
Well, you were an appropriate mascot, so...
Let's talk about that. I just want to be on the Today Show.
The pride of North Quincy. All right. I can't believe
Marianne's actually closed. Did it close?
It sold.
Oh, no. That was a Boston College institution. Sorry, Kennedy.
Many people sleep happier, though.
Did he get two right? Do I have the score right?
No. One.
He got one right. That's right, because he got a suit.
That's a triple suit.
Triple suit. I'm going to a Cubs game today, and I got a triple suit.
I'm over.
You
it.
Wish you were me today.
Nah. I'm good.
Solid. Kennedy?
Yep.
These are really tough questions. Are you ready?
Yep.
And you and I both were sitting over here going, nah.
Okay, maybe not. During a concert this week in Los Angeles, Weird Al Yankovic joined Weezer on stage for a performance of Africa. What is Weird Al's instrument of choice?
The accordion.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number 2. HGTV outbid Lance Bass for the Brady Bunch home. Lance submitted a bid of around $3 million, and HGTV did outbid him. True or false, Kennedy? The Brady Bunch family lived in California. True or false?
True?
Yep. 2-1. Question number 3. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani apparently have no time to get married, Kennedy. But how many marriages do they have between them?
2?
I'm sorry. 3. Blake has 2. Gwen has 1.
Betwixt.
All right. So right now we have 2-1. Question number 4. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure. Question number 4. Kelly Clarkson has allegedly purchased an attack dog because her home was recently burglarized. The dog costs apparently almost $80,000, and she's looking at buying 2 more to fully protect her family. In a completely unrelated question, Kennedy, what type of dog is Snoopy?
A beagle.
3-1. Question number 5. Denise Richards tells People magazine that she is joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She says, I'm looking forward to spending time with all the ladies and hopefully meeting Boy George. Was Denise Charlie Sheen's first, second, or third wife?
I'm going to go 3.
Second. I'm sorry, Kennedy.
Should have tooed.
Yeah, questions. But you still get the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Nice job. Yeah. Andrew, I'm sorry, buddy. You don't get the cash this morning, but I do have good news for you. You got tickets to go to Lake Compounds. How does that sound? We're going to give you 4 of those tickets if that's cool with you.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I understand your kids are in the car. What are their names?
Megan and Aaron.
And they're on their way to fencing camp, Kennedy.
Wow.
Those are kids you don't mess with.
Unga.
All right, Andrew, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Andrew from Walpole, and I can't beat Kennedy.
All right. Oh, he looked at his wah-wah. Very nicely done, Andrew.